This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's healthcare workforce is in better shape than a lot of other states, but it can expect a shortage of nurse practitioners. That's according to Mercer, a global consulting firm which examines labor markets around the U.S. in a variety of health fields. Mercer's Dan Lizotte says many places are facing shortages, unlike Colorado.
Seems that the influx of people, especially in this industry, is helping to meet that demand.
His group projects a slight surplus in health workers in Colorado, especially Denver, Aurora, Lakewood, and Colorado Springs, but shortages in places like Fort Collins, Glenwood Springs, and Montrose. Colorado's Universal Preschool program has more students in its second year, and new numbers show how much money families are saving. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
41,000 students have registered for UPK. That's 1,000 more students at this time than last year. In addition, there are more than 2,000 providers registered. Governor Jared Polis sold the program in part on the savings it would provide families. Officials calculate that's more than $6,100 per family. Altogether, that represents $239 million in savings. The state used to be in the middle of the pack nationally for the number of four-year-olds enrolled in preschool. Colorado has jumped to eighth. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
At the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs, a pair of hogs at the zoo that are native to Africa are first-time parents. Finn and Gus are Red River hogs, and their hoglet is still of undetermined sex. Zoo staff have not even handled the baby yet. It will get a name later this fall. This is the second Red River hoglet born at the zoo this summer. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver staying mostly sunny, highs near 90 this afternoon, and about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.